If you have your Bible, turn with us tonight to Revelation chapter 21. Revelation chapter 21. I just want to look at one verse right here, and then we'll just try to mind the Lord tonight and give you an encouraging word from the Lord. Revelation 21 and verse 7, the Bible says, "He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son." I want to preach just a little while on our glorious inheritance. Our glorious inheritance. As we begin to look at this and we begin to see God is speaking to our hearts. And he's setting this thing up for the end. Ain't you glad that, as Brother Bill already said, that when God began to create a plan in the beginning, he made a plan for the end. He didn't just throw humanity into the middle somewhere and just leave us in limbo. But God Almighty in his sovereignty, praise God, began with a plan and he finished with a plan. Amen. Glory to God. And I'm glad tonight I can say that he made us a part of his plan. Ain't you so glad of that tonight? He took some little old somebody like me, so somebody like you, and put you in as part of his great, big, magnificent plan. What a Savior we have. What a glorious Lord that we have tonight. As we look at this tonight, we see the declaration. He says, "He that overcometh shall inherit all things." Now, he didn't say we're just going to get a little bit of this and a little bit of that, but he said, praise God, and whenever he sets us the way he set it up, what he designated for us to have, that we will receive. Ain't you glad tonight that you're going to get what God's got for you? Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, "But he that overcometh, he shall." Amen. I'm glad there's a "shall" there. He shall inherit. Amen. Hey, praise God. It's not coulda, woulda, shoulda, but God said, "Hey, if you'll just stay with me and walk with me and just trust in me, you shall inherit what I've got for you." Amen. What a promise we have. Glory to God. And God said, "Are those that overcome?" What is an overcomer tonight? What does that mean to be an overcomer? John gives us a perfect definition of that over there in 1 John. Let me read that to you now. 1 John chapter 5, I believe it is. John gives us the definition of that. Amen. 1 John chapter 5. I believe it is. If I can find it right quickly. If 1 John chapter 5, it said, "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God." How many of you believe Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah of God? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. He says, "Hey, him that believes." See, you got to believe that. If you don't believe that, you can't believe the rest. Amen. It's kind of like in the beginning, God says, in the beginning, God. If you don't believe that God did in the beginning, you're not going to be able to believe the rest of this blessed old book. But praise God, I thank God tonight because I put in the front of my Bible, I've told you many times in the very beginning, when it says in the beginning God, I put, "I believe." Yeah. Amen. In Revelation chapter 22, the very last verse, after that I put, "I believe." And I believe it all the way in between.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, I believe it. Praise God. But he said, "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. But this we know, that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments." Amen. So he said, how do we know? He said, because we love God and we keep his commandments. We try to do what he says. How many of you are trying to do what he says? Amen. See, we're getting somewhere now. Amen. He said, "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous." You know, it's not hard to do what God says. This flesh don't like it. But if we ever settle, I've told you, I've been harping on it here lately, we've got to settle in our hearts and in our minds that we're just going to follow God. We're going to do what God says, no matter what the world thinks. Amen? We've got to settle our hearts tonight, youngins. Praise God. If we're going to serve the Lord and we're going to stay in that good fight of faith, and we're just going to have to settle tonight, settle in our hearts, settle in our lives, praise God, that we're going to stay with God. Amen. Once you said, hey, the journey, it ain't so grievous once you settle that part. The hard part, Brother Jake, is when you're trying to straddle the fence. Amen? That's what he was talking about the other night. He said, when you're trying to straddle the fence, it's tough. Amen? But once you decide just whose side you're going to be on. See, God makes us free moral agents to make a choice. And we have to choose from what we know in the Word of God, whose side we're on. Because there's a prince of power in this present world. It's the devil. Amen? And he would like to destroy us and tear us down and lead us astray. God, the old devil wants to get you as far away from God and godliness as he can. That's his desire. That's his purpose. That's his plan. But God's got a different plan. God's got a plan. He said, I want to keep you close to me where I can give you that that you need. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad for that? But he said, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Amen. You want to know how to be an overcomer? Amen. Just get born of God. Let God begin to be your pilot. Now, I've told you many times, you used to have that old saying on our bumper sticker said, God is my co-pilot. Well, see, that's where we was messing up. That's where America messed up. Praise God. We needed to just get over and let God drive. God needs to be leading us and guiding us through this thing, and he'll help us to be overcomers. But he said, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. What have you got your faith in? Who are you trusting in tonight? Are you trusting in yourself? Self will let you down. Are you trusting in the world? The world will let you down. Are you trusting in someone else? Someone else will let you down. Are you trusting in our government and our president? He'll let you down. Amen. But when we trust in the Lord, amen, the Lord will never lead us down. So what we got to trust in, what we got to have faith in is the Lord. Amen. Like Brother Bill said, he'll always provide. Praise God. He said, who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? If we ever get that rooted and ground in our heart, praise God, he said, we are overcomers. Amen. He said, this is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. That's the Word, praise God. Amen. God breathed this Word down, and because of the Word of God, we begin to know the truth, we can recognize the truth, and we can be saved. Because we believe in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is the Spirit that bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. Amen. So what do we say here when we say that we're overcomers? It's by those that's trusting the Lord Jesus Christ. Those that's got our faith rooted and grounded in the Lord Jesus. Amen. It gives us that capacity for, as John tells us in chapter 5, tells 1 John chapter 5, that we have that know-so salvation, that we know that we're saved. Amen. Because we know whom we have our faith, whom we've trusted. Amen. But God begins to tell us here in Revelation chapter 21, verse 7, he that overcometh shall inherit all things. So God's telling us here, he said, just keep that good faith, good fight of faith. That's one thing we've got to do. Just keep up the good fight. Just set in our minds, praise God, we get in it, and there's nowhere to quit. A good soldier, praise God, he never looks back. Amen. He just keeps looking ahead. Praise God. Amen. Hey, if we get to looking back, the old devil will get us sidetracked. He'll begin to think it's about what we used to be. Amen. People's all the time say, well, you know what I used to be? Well, I know what I used to. I was talking to a fellow this morning. He said, well, you know what I used to be? I said, yeah, no devil, but it's not who we are now. What we are right now is what makes the difference. Amen. What we are right now, praise God, for the glory of God, and we'll keep our eyes on him and keep pressing on. Amen. Glory to God, it's a marvelous thing, the inheritance of the Lord. He said we become partakers of that inheritance when we begin to be overcomers. We overcome these old obstacles of the flesh. Amen. We just keep that good fight of faith. Amen. Fight to keep that fight against the world. Keep that good fight of faith against the world when the world tries to dissuade us and tries to redirect us. Amen. Then you know what we got to do? We got to go back to the book. Say, well, let's see what God says. See, Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar. Amen. If what they're saying, the world is telling us, don't line up with God's saying, then the world's a lie, and praise God, God is truth. And we just have to follow God. Amen. We have to put our faith in the Lord and do what God says we need to do. So I'm going to try to hurry along here. And so we have to be careful about it. Amen. Keep our focus off the world. Keep our focus on Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We've got to mortify the deeds of the flesh. Amen. We have to do that. We have to say, hey, listen, if there's something that this flesh wants to rise up and do, this flesh that wants to look at and see, and it's not Godward, then we got to get away from it. We got to leave it alone. Amen? We got to do that. We have to be the ones that mortify the deeds of the flesh. We got to put that to death. That's that old man who we used to be. That's not who we are now. And if it's dissatisfying the Lord, if it displeases God, then we've got to get away from it. Now, it may be something as simple as something that you watch on your television set. Amen? But if it's got things on it that God don't like, then we need to start shutting that down. Amen? Even to the point, if we have to, is taking it out of the house. If it's got such a hold on us that we can't tear ourselves away from it. Because that leads to ungodliness. There's a lot of this subliminal stuff that they're putting out there, amen, that we're seeing, and it's going into our minds. You say, well, preacher, I don't believe in that stuff. Really? You just think about it. You older folks, you remember when you was a teeny bopper and you was out there going around doing your thing? And they was some of them old songs that you used to listen to when you was in your ungodliness? You ever think about how you're going along, all of a sudden one of them old tunes will come back in your head? Huh? Wonder how come that hung out so? Because it's worldly. It's trying to pull you away from God. And the devil will do everything he can to get our focus off God. So we got to be careful. You young people, please, pay attention to what you listen to. Amen? And what things people are saying. And if it's ungodliness, get away from it. Because it'll be enrooted in your mind. And it'll cause you problems. So you got to stay away from that stuff. Amen? So you got to mortify those deeds of the flesh, because that's things of the devil. That's what the devil would like to do. He'd like to tear up and destroy. That's all he does. So he said, when we're looking to be overcomers, he said that he that overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. So we're looking for a godly inheritance, that glorious inheritance that God has for us. Amen? It's a precious inheritance. Amen? And if we stay away from those kinds of things and we go Godward and we stay close to the Lord and we keep seeking the things of God. He said, if you'll draw nigh to me, I'll do what? I'll draw nigh to you. He said, hey, listen, what's he saying there? He said, hey, just how close do you need to be? Amen? You say, well, preacher, you don't realize how much trouble this old flesh gives me. Yeah, I do. I live in one just like you. Amen? Me and you've got a whole lot of something in common. It's called the flesh. And the flesh would like to destroy, tear down, and just lead me astray. But praise God, I don't listen to my flesh. We have to listen to the Lord. And if it's not pleasing to Him, we got to leave it alone. Because He says, declaring here, He said, he that overcome, he that keeps a focus, he that's got a strong desire for the Lord. Hey, praise God, He said, we're going to receive an inheritance, a glorious inheritance. Praise the Lord. I don't know about you, but I'm looking for an inheritance. I don't need much here. I'm not putting down much. Hey, Abraham said, I'm just a sojourner passing through. I'm looking for a city whose builder and maker's God. I'm looking for a place in glory, praise God, where I can put down my roots throughout all eternity, world without end. Where I can be with my Lord, praise God. I'm getting a place where there's no more sin, there's no more sickness, there's no more heartache, there's no more sorrow, praise God. I thank God it's a place of no mores. Amen. Ain't you? A place where we don't ever have to worry about dying again. Amen. Don't have to worry about being sad. And never be another sad day in heaven. Amen. There'll never be no heartache over there. Nobody ever break your heart again. Praise the Lord. When we get over there. So he gives us an introduction here. He said, he that overcomes shall inherit all things. All those blessed things, praise God, that God's got for us. All those blessings, that hope, that peace. But praise God, it don't only start over. It starts here. When we become overcomers and we put our faith and our confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. We begin to trust in Him more than we do anything else. Amen? He will provide for us and protect us and give us that we need. So we have that declaration to those that overcome. Amen? And now notice this, the combination of the rewards here that he has in the inheritance. You know there's some rewards in the inheritance. Amen? And if you go back to the book of Revelation chapter 2 and 3, and when you look at the churches, he's talking about those churches. There's seven times in there that he talks about those that overcome in when he's talking to the churches. So is he talking about the same thing here? No, he's talking about those that would like to have some rewards. That when it's come time to stand in the presence of a holy and a righteous God, that we'll have something to offer back. Amen. Some good things that we might have to offer back to our Lord for our service, praise God, for what He's done for us. Amen. Hey, I don't want to stand empty-handed when I stand before the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want to stand, praise God, with something that in my hand, praise God, where that shows that I've been faithful to Him. Praise God. That combinations of rewards and faith. Look at Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. In verse 24. He said, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. Amen. So he said, hey, listen, he said, there's something to be desired and looked for and expected in the Lord. Not only is it this relationship that we have with God, but it's an heirship that we have with God. Amen. Did you ever think about, praise God, that one day, glory to God, that you'd be heirs with Christ Jesus? Amen. That's the all things that he's talking about. Hey, the God the Father, because of what God the Son did, is not going to withhold anything from him. But he's going to allow him, praise God, to have it all. And he said that we're made heirs, praise God, because of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're made heirs with him. That's how we come by this relationship, and that's how we come by this heirship. Praise the Lord. You didn't know you had that much prestige and glory, did you? Amen. You've got some prestige and, amen, you're royalty. Praise God. So you got a relationship and an heirship. Look over at Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8 and verse 14. He said, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Amen. And ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Amen. Do you feel like a child of God? I know sometimes I don't feel like a child of God. But you know, praise God, I'm glad it's not about how I feel. It's what about God says I am when I accept His precious Son. Amen. So even when you don't feel like a child of God, amen, if you've been saved, if you've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, you're an heir with the Son. Because God the Father said you were. Said the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with Him, that we may be also glorified together. Amen. So what that overcoming that he was talking about to the churches is the same thing he talked about, me and you overcoming today, that we overcome our desires, we overcome our lust, we overcome those things that's not pleasing to the Lord. And because we do that, we're heirs and we're joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ, and we begin to build those rewards, amen, that He has for us. And he said, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Amen? So he said, hey, listen, God's got a plan. This glorious inheritance that He had, He's made us partakers in. So we have an inheritance in the Lord. Ain't you glad of that? Hey, I don't worry about my inheritance here. Hey, I've got a little house on a hill and about an acre and a half of land, and that's about all this little old preacher can keep up with. So I don't need a whole lot more. But praise God, I'm glad I've got an inheritance in glory. Amen. Amen. Praise God, it's preserved. Amen. Don't have to work on it all the time. Don't have to keep it up. Because God's preserved it for me. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad for an inheritance? Praise God, it's incorruptible and that fadeth not away. Amen. That's the inheritance that we have. That's because of that relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. You didn't realize when you got in a relationship that you also got an heirship. Praise God. You become partakers in the Lord. Bless His name. Amen. So look over at Galatians. Galatians chapter 4. He states it like this in Galatians. Let's just go back up to verse 4. Galatians chapter 4, verse 4. He said, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that they might receive the adoption of sons. Amen? And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son. and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Amen. He said we become heirs with Christ because of Him. The state of this, He states here that we get there, amen, because of what we've done, because of us accepting the Lord and choosing, praise God, that we would be a joint with the Lord Jesus Christ, and we become, because we went through Him, that we become heirs of the throne. Amen. We become heirs with Christ. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're not just, we're somebody tonight. The world may tell you that you're nobody, but praise God, God has a different view. God says you're somebody. Now He said you're an heir with His Son. A joint heir, praise God, with the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. Amen. We've got a glorious inheritance that God's got set for us. We may get the mully grubs here and say, you know, we wonder why this happens and what that happens, why we don't have this and why we don't have that. Praise God, forget about that. Think about that glorious inheritance that you have, and all you've got to be is a child of the King. Amen. Just trusting in the precious blood of Jesus. Amen. Just claim the blood. Praise the Lord. Be partakers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. What a blessing we have as being heirs with Christ. In 1 Peter chapter 1, Peter gives it to us like this. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. He said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope. That's a living hope. By the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible. That's death proof. And undefiled. That's sin proof. Amen. And that fadeth not away. Jake, that's time proof. Praise God. He said, that's what God's got laid up for you, an inheritance that nobody can do. How do you know? Because He goes on and says, faded not the way, reserved in heaven for you. Amen. That word reserved means that it's guarded by God. Ain't nobody getting to that. Amen. That inheritance that you have because you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. What a magnificent thing. Now the devil might try to defeat you and say, well, you know what? You ain't even saved. Well, all you got to do, I've told you before, if the old devil comes along and beats on your door, tries to beat your door down and say, hey, listen, you ain't even saved. Why are you rejoicing? All you got to do is take him back to that day the Holy Ghost of God dealt with your heart. Amen? Showed you was an old sinner and you bowed and asked God to forgive you your sins and come into your heart. You got to take him back to that place and say, listen here, old devil, I remember the day. The Holy Ghost God dealt my heart. I remember the day that I went to an old-fashioned house, about down in the kitchen, about down in the closet. Amen. Ask God to forgive me. Back down in the front floorboard of an old pickup truck. Praise God. Amen. Some of us done it in different ways, but glory to God, if we got bowed our head, ask God to forgive us, come into our heart. Praise God. We've been made heirs, glorious heirs, with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We're partakers of the promise and the hope. A living hope tonight, praise God. We're not dead no more, but we're alive in Christ Jesus and alive forevermore because of what He did for to make us heirs and join heirs with Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. What a blessed hope we have tonight. Amen. Glory to God, you come tonight. I know the old devil said, well, you go to church on Wednesday night. Amen. You just wore out. You shouldn't go. But you know what? He feared He'd keep you discouraged and keep you home. But I want to tell you, there's one tonight. It says, lift up your heads, young un, and take courage, because God Almighty loves you, and He saved your life, and He's prepared a place, a glorious place. Amen. Amen. An inheritance with the Lord. Ain't you glad of that? Not only does He reserve that in heaven for you, but notice what He says in verse 5. That He's talking about you. Said, inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. You who are kept by the power of God. Now see, we can get discouraged and have something to be discouraged about if we were keeping ourselves for the inheritance. Amen? But we're not keeping ourselves for the inheritance. Amen? God is keeping us for the inheritance. And He's keeping the inheritance for us. We're in a win-win situation if we keep our eyes on the Lord. Amen. Just keep, amen. We might as well just keep our head up, keep plowing on for the glory of God. Amen. And one of these days we'll receive a reward. Amen. We're not holding on to Him. He's holding on to us. Amen. Amen. He's got us. Praise God. Remember the old scenario, Gideon, that we're in the Father's hand and we're covered by the blood of Jesus. Praise God. And every now and then, praise God, on purpose, Holy Ghost of God just comes by and just breathes us on purpose just to let us know that God still loves us. To direct us and focus us and help us, praise God, through this journey called life. Amen. So, youngins, they ain't nowhere to quit now. We've got an inheritance. See, we are kept by the power of God. How are we kept by the power of God? Through faith. You know what faith is? Faith is just believing. Amen. Do you believe in the Lord? You believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? Raise it up high. Shake it at the devil. Say, I believe. Amen. Praise God. That's just he said, that's how you're kept. He said, you're kept by the power of God. Just believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. Putting our faith and our trust in Him. You say, well, preacher, I just don't know if I can do it. It just ain't so simple. Guess what? Newsflash. It is that simple. Amen. It's just accepting the Lord Jesus Christ. Putting our faith, believing in Him. Amen. To believe, to trust in, to rely on and hear to Him. Listen to Him. Be guided by Him. Let Him show you the way through this whole walk of life so He can deliver you to your inheritance. A glorious inheritance. Amen. Praise God. What a blessing. He said, through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. That's a redemption God's God. That He wants to pour out for us. He wants to show us. That He wants to give us. Amen. And all we got to do is just want to receive what He's got. Amen. That's right. We just got to receive. We just got to want to receive, want to have what God's got for us. What person in the right mind wouldn't want to have what God's got for us? Amen. If we just trust in Him through faith, believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, that He loves us, and praise God, what He did for us. And if He would give His life for us on the cruel cross of Calvary, take our beating for us so we don't have to take it, amen, suffer death for us so that we don't have to die. Amen. Why can't we just trust Him, praise God, that He can help us to live? That's what I'm saying. Just believe that He can help us, Corey, to live. Amen. If He showed us, praise God, how to die, He died for the sins of the world. Why don't we let Him just show us how to live? He died, but He got up again. Amen. Praise God, the resurrection. 3 days later, He got up victorious over death and the grave. And if we trust in Him, we can too. We can have victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. We can have an inheritance in Him. An inheritance that don't fade away. It don't go nowhere. It's there forever. Amen. We can just stay with the Lord as He stays with us through the end. It's an amazing thing. It's an amazing thing because inheritance is represented as a gift. In Romans 6:23, he said the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. He said, so this eternal hope that we have, this inheritance, this glorious inheritance that we're attained to, he said it's because of a gift. What about that? Amen. It wasn't something we had to work for. It wasn't something that we had to do to get. Amen. But now James said, well, that works without faith is dead. Dead works. Amen. And he said, we're His workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works. But I want to say, without the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you can't do nothing to please God. How about that? Amen. It's nothing will satisfy without the Lord Jesus Christ. But once Jesus Christ becomes part of your life, praise God, then you can seek to do those things that's pleasing to a holy God. Then He makes the difference. Amen. He gives you the ability and the capability, amen, to do those things, praise God, that's pleasing to Him. And it'll be pleasing to you too when you realize who you're doing it for. If we truly ever get hooked up in the way that we know that we're bringing glory to the God of heaven, amen, we're paying back a little bit of what He paid for us. It's amazing when we think about that it's a gift from God. It's a salvation, opportunity to just lift up the Lord, amen, to magnify His blessed name. Amen. Heaven's portrayed as a magnificent prize. We look at it all the time. I've had folks ask me, said, what? Had a fellow ask me here a while back, said, what do you think heaven's going to be like? What do you think it's going to be like? I said, well, I think about the streets of gold and the gates of a pearl and all these magnificent walls and cities and things and the throne of God and the magnificence there. But I said, most time I think about those things, it's not there. Amen? The pain and the sorrow and the anguish and the suffering and the sickness and the death. I said, that's what I think about heaven. What's not going to be there? What we're not going to have to worry about no more than the glorious place and that glorious inheritance, Brother Bill, with things we not have to fool with no more. Amen. No more heartaches because our kids are running off. No more sorrow because of things is in going wrong. But I'm looking for that glorious place and that city, that imperishable inheritance that God has for me and you. That imperishable inheritance, that fadeless beauty. Amen. Amen. Hey, listen, you realize there's nothing in heaven that decays. Amen. The flowers never cease to bloom. Amen. The petals don't rot and fall off. Can you imagine a place, a perfect place? Amen. A place where the great prize, amen, is that inheritance that we have in glory, an unspeakable, undestructible gift that God's offered and promised for us, is waiting for us all. Just a little ways over yonder in glory. Amen. And as we struggle through this old life and we face the temptations and the trials that we must go through, amen, we need to just be like old Brother Paul and say these two are just light afflictions, amen. They're not compared to the glory that we'll behold, praise God, when we receive our inheritance. Amen. When we get it from the Lord, our vision of heaven. I was thinking about this. I jotted down five things here when I thought about our vision of heaven. What a vision. Have you ever thought about what heaven would do for you? I put number one, that strengthens our weakness. Amen. Paul said that when I'm weak, he said, that's when I'm strong. Amen. That's when I hit my knees and I begin to cry out to God in faith, believing, praise God, and I begin to get strength from another world. Amen. Not only is it strengthen our weaknesses, but it drives away our depressions. Have you ever been depressed? Ever been, just down in the dumps? And you get to thinking about heavenward things. You get to thinking about the throne of grace and the God of glory and what He's prepared for us. Amen. What He's holding in store for you. Amen. As a child of God. That old depression, boy, it just out the window. Amen. I was thinking about some of the times that I've been down, you know, and couldn't get up and couldn't go. And you sit there and you start to, you know, have your own little pity party. Say, oh, woe's me. And then about that time you get to thinking about the good God of glory, how good He is in the aspects of the future. Amen. And all of a sudden it's just like all that old doom and gloom just soars out the window. And you can say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Not only does it strengthen us in our weakness and drives away our depression, but it brightens our darkness. You ever had a gloomy day? A day when it just seemed like you was just at the bottom. Nobody cared. Nobody seemed like God was 100 million miles away. Nobody loved you. Nobody cared about you. Amen. But then some old brother or sister come along and they said, you know what? Lord told me just to tell you, Brother Bill, God loves you. Jesus loves you, and let me just tell you that. He loves you, cares for you, cares about you. Amen. And all that darkness and gloominess, boy, just, and all of a sudden, why? Because marvelous light's let in. You know, a lot of times why we live in so much darkness, so much gloominess, is because we don't let the light in. Amen. Amen. Jesus is light. Amen. When we let Jesus in, praise God, He illuminates the room. Darkness has to flee. When Jesus comes in, not only it brightens our darkness, but it calls us to purity. Amen. When we start thinking about what heaven is and an inheritance that God has laid up for us, it should lead us to have pure hearts and to think pure thoughts. Amen. To do those things that's right. You know, the Bible talks about us being righteous. And it talks about righteousness. That's that that's right in the eyes of God. Amen. When we start thinking about what God thinks is right, what God says is right, amen, it should help us to live purer lives, chaste lives, amen, victorious lives, overcoming lives.
because of what God's already got in store for a glorious inheritance. Amen. Not only does it call us to purity, but it also awakens us to righteousness. To that is right. It opens the door to light. Amen. Shows us what's right. And we begin to see from the gleanings of the Word of God what God says is right for me and you. Amen. And now what God says is right for you, it's going to be right for me. You said, well, wait a minute, preacher. I think some things in the Bible, it's right for me to do, but it ain't right for them to do. Hogwash. Amen. What God says is right is right. And what God says is wrong, that's what I like about our God. He's no gray areas. Amen. The world tries to paint all this gray and said, well, you know, it's okay. Well, if God says it's wrong, it's wrong. If God says it's right, it's right. Amen. That's what I like about God. Amen. He don't paint no gray areas. It's black and white. Praise the Lord. So He begins to show us, awaken us to our own righteousness. How we stand with God. Amen. So when we get to thinking on thoughts of heaven, and quite often I do, amen, as Brother Bill quotes in his song he sings, quite often, you know, if we get to thinking about heaven quite often, think about the glorious place that the Lord's going to prepare for us. He said He's going to prepare us a place. He says, if I go to prepare you a place, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you might be also. Amen. Amen. He's going to prepare us a place. Now He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. But I ain't looking for a mansion. You know what? I'm looking for my place. Amen. They can have their mansions. I'm sure they're spectacular mansions because they belong to the Father. Amen. But I ain't looking for I'm looking for my place that my Savior went to prepare for me. Because if He's prepared a place for me, it's a special place. And I guarantee you, I'm not going to be disappointed. Amen. Amen. I'm going to be satisfied with what my Savior's prepared for me. How do you know, preacher, that you'll be satisfied? Because I'm satisfied with my salvation that He gave to me as a gift. And He ain't ever disappointed me yet. Amen. And He never will because He's God Almighty. Amen. He gives us that quickening faith, amen, to become a child of God. And that quickening faith, along with it, infuses hope. You know, we need a hope. We need an infusion of hope. I was thinking about this. My mother has to go once every 2 months, and she's got real bad rheumatoid arthritis. And there's an infusion they do on her every couple months, and it relieves that and lubricates her joints and stuff so that she don't hurt and have all that agonizing pain that you have with that real bad drawing rheumatoid arthritis. And so she goes, and she's going on 76 years old, and she goes every 2 months and has those infusions. And I thought about that when I wrote this down here on my notes, the infusion of hope. You know, every 2 months she goes there, and when she goes and does that for about 2 days, it kind of makes her sick and just feel real lousy. But she goes with that vision of how she's going to feel after those few days. Because she gets up and she can move again, and you know, she has the ability to be able to stir about and to do for herself and have the hope of being able to go and getting in her little truck and driving over the house to look at them old dumb cows. Amen. But it gives her that infusion of hope. We need an infusion of hope. And it's through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's through trusting in Him that we have that hope. That's what He gives us. Amen. When we have that quickening of faith, you know, that faith that makes us alive. Praise God. And then when we have that quickening of faith and that infusion of hope, it ought to give us create a little bit of homesickness in us. Amen. You ever get to having real bad times? You think, boy, I'd be glad when I get over yonder. Amen. Get away from all this sorrow, heartache, and toil. Amen. But you know what? All of life and happiness and beauty and glory. I got thinking about life, happiness, beauty, and glory. Did you know all those things are native to heaven? Amen. All, glory to God, all that originated in heaven. Amen. Praise God. And God's got it in store for us there still. Praise the Lord. Listen, we've got a glorious inheritance. We've got a glorious inheritance right here in this place. Amen. I thank God for what we have here. Where we come together to worship in spirit and truth. And God helps us and He grows us and grows us closer to Him and closer to one another. Amen. As we assemble ourselves together and God begins to help us, preparing us for that glorious place, that inheritance that He's prepared for us. Amen.